Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
After a week of pranks, zings, and clowns, tonight's live eviction felt like a pie in the face. Hold on, fright, as we discuss how one house guest couldn't be saved in the nick of time. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling this.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Are you guys feeling pie-tastic? See, I decided I am not going to lift my hands when we dance because then I'll
why?
Just dance
like this. Like,
why not?
And I'll like fly literally out of the frame. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClain. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show. It is day 72 in the house, and we are nearing the end of the summer, but not before we finally get a double eviction next week.
Woo!
That's
yes.
Exciting.
But more on that shortly. But first, let's introduce our panel, starting with Jessica Williams.
What's up, guys? I'm back. So excited. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're back.
Last week. It killed me that I couldn't be here, but have so many opinions about this week.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
And Rachel Swindler.
So good to be back. I got my Sally Beauty clip-ins, and I'm ready to go.
Oh, good. That's great. Yes. That's great. That's great. And tonight we have a very special guest all the way from Camp Comeback. Please welcome David Alexander.
Woo! Yay! Thank you so much. Still coming back.
Yes. Yes.
Still coming back.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I want to start out by just asking what it's been like to watch this season so far for you, like being outside of the house.
This is my second season watching Big Brother. It's weird that I was in that house, that I got to meet the individuals that are literally on the screen that I'm watching. It's still surreal. It's unpredictable. Every time I think something's going to happen or I have a prediction that's going to go further in the season, I'm watching and I'm just like, I have no idea what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
We've talked about this a lot. I think we've all talked about this on the panel, how it really has been unpredictable, especially in the sense of the people that are in the house now were not necessarily the people that I thought would be in the house right now.
Yeah,
not
at all.
And there's real front runner. You know, I feel like we've spoken. Like, do you guys still feel that way? Like
that there's no front runner.
Yeah, you can be. I mean, I can't be like, oh, for sure, this person's gonna win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how it's proven itself throughout the season with votes flipping at the last minute, every which way. This season has definitely been one of the most unpredictable seasons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I mean, I still want to say that Tommy is a really big front runner, but again, we never know. You just never know.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hello, can you hear me? I think my mic went out. There we go. Hey. So this is what was interesting. This week, I felt like the house guests, for the first time, were so cohesive. I don't know. It seemed like so much fun and joy.
Oh, yeah.
And that they really enjoyed
prank
each
week.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah, prank week. But then just even, I don't know. It's like all the energies kind of mixed well. And there was no heavy negativity. I mean, outside of the big Taco Tuesday blow up. But there was like, I don't know. So I think that it's anybody's game. Because you just saw how Mickey and Holly were at the bottom of the totem pole for like weeks. And like, oh, we have no one. And then they just made it back to the top, rearranged their alliances. And so I think that they have a big chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
David, did you feel that unpredictability when you were in the house? Like, did it feel like you were, you know, just flying by the seat of your pants, I guess, for lack of a better phrase?
Mm. No, I mean, I was in Camp Comeback. I was heavily focused on playing the social game, making alliances when I get back in. I was concerned that if I got back in, I was going to be voted out immediately. So I was just like, all right, let me try to be cool with literally everyone and use that social game to my advantage. But it has been unpredictable. From Cliff beating me down before the game set up, LeBron, I cannot believe it. I knew, like, I swore I was getting back in. That's why I was crying. I was like, I'm going to be back in this house. He won, then won HOH, then put Jack and Mickey up, and neither of them went home. So I was like, I'm not watching this.
I know.
And then things completely shifted from there. Jack is out, and Elise is out. Mickey and Holly are running game now. It's that's why it's so exciting just to watch it every week.
It totally is. And you guys, we all think said when you were, when all of you guys left for Camp Comeback, we were like, that was the hardest thing to watch. Like,
David,
when you, especially you, we were just like heartbroken because we knew how badly you wanted to be in that game.
I just want to play an HOH comp just once.
Yeah. I felt horrible for you. I mean, because, you know, just comparatively like that, I wanted to play the game just as bad. So I was clearly very upset when I was evicted. So I can really empathize with you and understand where you're coming from.
Your eviction, when I watched it, because, you know, everything was fresh to me. I was surprised. I was crushed. I didn't see any feeds or anything. I was just watching it like, get ready for the summer, David. What? Absolutely. You said what happened in the house? And so it's
what was even harder though with David leaving, for me at least, because I wanted you were the one. I was like, he needs to win the comeback, because you were so not only passionate about the game, you were so smart in the game.
Very smart.
You saw everything and you had strategy, and I felt like you were just sitting back, okay, tag me in, and it never happened. So that's why I think as fans we're like, no.
I was laughing so hard at your conversation with Kat when she's like, yeah, there's like no alliances, and you're like, excuse me?
Right?
You're like,
I had so much time in sequester. Yeah. I was just thinking of literally everything. I wrote notes to myself. I remembered literally everybody's name except Holly. I called her Beth.
So, oh my gosh, I can't.
Everybody's name. Beth, and I remember what they did, their background, and so I was just thinking about it over and over again before I got back in the house. Like, there's probably some companions going on, these group is probably together. So when I went back in, I was heavily prepared to see what was going to happen next, and I was so ready. I just couldn't act on it. I had all this ammo and just, you know, couldn't respond.
I'm curious because clearly I was in sequester for, I mean, only 5 to 6 days before I went in the Big Brother house. So I can only imagine how that was for you, being in sequester for how long?
Same 4 or 5 days before getting in for a few hours, then being back out. I had 14 nights.
14 Ooh. Nights. Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh,
okay.
God.
So tell me like mentally what you were going through when you got out of the game, when you realized you're out, and they came over that loudspeaker, which I can't even imagine how you must have felt. And then from when you were just sitting in that hotel room, gosh.
You remember the moment where, I mean, everything leading up to you walking into the house, it's still surreal. You're in sequester. It's still this, like, I can't believe I'm going to be on Big Brother,
yes.
right? That's
mm-hmm.
the thing you said to yourself 10,000 times. And then when you finally walk in, and I'm walking in, and I'm in the Big Brother house, and I'm looking around, and I'm still surreal. And but you're looking forward to it for those few days. Every hour feels like it goes by so slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I didn't make my way through the darkness and I was back in sequester, it was kind of like I worked and I was so patient and I was so ready and I watched so much reality TV to get myself ready for this.
Yes.
Kind of like deflate me. And so it was probably mentally the toughest thing. It was just, it's not fun. You have to find entertainment within yourself. You don't have a phone, you don't have TV, you don't have internet. Your normal entertainment things that you have, those are all taken away. And so it really takes you back to a moment where you really just have to just entertain yourself. Watch Color, write notes, read. I read a lot. I read the most I have like in like 6 years.
Wow. Oh, I know.
Did they have like a gym? You can work out a little bit? Or what?
I think I watched so many DVDs. I watched all of like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when I was in sequester. But anyways.
For five
I watched
days.
The whole Breaking Bad series. And
I did work out. You would like that. You did work out.
It was not the best gym. I'm really like CrossFit. I like the community aspect of it. That's what I've been really into. So take all of that away. It was mentally tough to get up. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a long day. Started off with a workout. So once I found a routine, that's when my mind went to ease.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I have a question for you, though, just about the strategy when you were back into the Big Brother house and you were in the battle back or the camp comeback. What was your strategy in a sense compared to how you played it? You played it real cool, chill, you monitor, you look, compared to like blowing up people's game, because you saw this this alliance kind of form. So what were you thinking? Did you ever want to be like, you know what, I just want to expose everyone from what I see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, me and Obi would talk all the time, and there's a sense, you get the sense of the cool kids are on this side. If mm-hmm. people want to be cool with them. From my background, you know, you have your group of friends, you have a group of people that you get along with, that you're cool with. And now I was in an environment where I'm not part of a group. I'm kind of on the outside looking in. And it was that was mentally tough, too, to wait so long. Right. Wait so long to get in just for a few hours and to wait another 2 weeks. And I'm just excited to be back in the house for a chance and to walk in and like, OK, nobody wants to talk to you. Everybody's mm-hmm. scared of you. They think you're going to do something. So my strategy was literally just, be very patient. Do not let the emotions get to you. It's so difficult emotionally wise not to like break down or not to get frustrated and not to want to just, you know, I remember I told Obi-Wan that. I was like, you know what? Can I curse on this or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm about to just go like yell at everybody. I'm about to go slap pants. I don't care anymore because I'm so tired of being here because I don't feel like I'm accepted. So there was moments where I just really wanted to be a cancer in the house because I had nothing to lose.
Well,
we've talked to both Kemi and Ovi about sort of the hostility in the house. Like, do you feel like it was all sort of Jack's fault, or was it just an overall feeling?
It was a sense of big ego. I mean, as soon as I came back in, he just won HOH, and you know, he's got a sense of ego already, but that just enhanced it. I just brought it 10 levels higher. Yeah. Especially his announcement, like, hey, nobody can talk game with Kemp comeback. And I've just been in the house for 5 minutes. I'm like, wow, now I can't even get to know people because people are gonna probably be scared to talk to me. So that was very frustrating take that he had. But I don't know. It was just I didn't see it firsthand. You know, it was just some of the petty stuff he would say would piss me off.
Yeah.
He called me kid a few times. I had to pull him to the side. I was like, hey, you know, I am older than you. I didn't say that, but I was like, don't call me kid. You know, some of the condescending things were annoying, and there was worse moments I just wanted to go off and be like, just please stop. But at the same time, I knew I couldn't blow up and be that loud person because people were looking for a reason to get somebody out, and I didn't want to be a target as soon as I got back in. So I was trying to be very patient with the quote bullying and some of the mean things that were happening behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, let's get to talking about tonight. So we saw that Nick was evicted by a vote of 5-0. So David, I just wanted to ask you, do you think that was the right move for the house to make in terms of getting rid of Nick, or do you think they should have gone after Christy?
You know, Nick has been playing a very flirtatious game the entire, even when I was in the house. You know, I just see Nick was a cool guy, but, you know, I can tell he's just using the very flirtatious to get along with everybody. I think to a certain degree, people kind of maybe got over it. You kind of see through that because you can just literally see it.
Right.
I think from a house move, I feel like it was a better move. Christy is just she's balling right now.
Yeah.
I mean, to be on a block like that twice and to like talk her way out of it.
Right.
People haven't been able to campaign against her. Her manifestation's been working. You can't doubt it right now. Just shout out to Christy, and then the red flame's over now. No more red flame.
Well, Nick basically said, he told Julie, he said, I don't think that was the right decision. He's like, he said Mickey's the only alpha male. There's no real clear target or whatever. But I do want to talk about Christy, because Jess, you weren't here last week, and I want to get your thoughts on this. What did you think of that move? I mean, she literally manipulated she got all the eyes off of her and on to Nick. I mean, that was a masterful move. How did you feel about it, Jess?
Well, first, I want to say, we are in the chat. If you guys see me looking down at my phone, I'm engaging in the chat room. You guys, it's on the side of the YouTube channel that we are live on, so please be sure to comment, let us know questions for David. I want to put that out there. Yes. Oh, Bryce. Okay, so It was good. It was, I'm not going to say it was as good as the funeral.
No, of course not.
No, because that was so orchestrated, like a master. She was just kind of like throwing spaghetti on the wall and saw if it, yeah. you know. But she actually was more prepared for that argument. I was impressed with her behavior in that argument, knowing that Nick found out, you know, he found out about it and he was ready. She did not catch him off guard. She was calm and was like, okay. Command yourself. And then she came and he couldn't really say anything off of the stuff yeah. that she was saying. So I thought that she was very strategic in that play. And I'm surprised that it worked.
Yeah.
These people this season, they're just like bloop, 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 back and forth and talk about flip, flop, blip, yeah. flop, flop, flop. Yeah.
What did you think of her move, David? Did you think it was, were you impressed? Do you think that she, is that a game winning move?
I was. As soon as I saw Nick getting verbally louder and just exploding. Mm-hmm. My experience goes back one season, just watching and using that as a tool to get a figure on the game. Every time I saw someone have a temper tantrum or get mad or upset or yell, it did not help their game. 90% of the time from what I saw that. So as soon as I saw Nick yelling and just going off, I was like, no, man, that's... You have to keep your emotions in check. That is the hardest thing to do in the house. And as soon as you lose your emotions, it's bye bye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
every time.
Sure. Yeah, it's so true.
Rachel, who do you think is going to be the next target? Like, who do you think they should be going after?
The next target's going to be Holly and Jackson.
You think so?
Jackson will be the front target because it's always the male that goes before the female.
Yeah.
He's the strongest, or they'll view him as the strongest. Mm-hmm. And I do honestly believe that in this competition that they're currently having right now, we are going to see a Tommy win or a Christy win. And they both have already said that they're going to go after Holly and Jackson.
They're so, I mean, see, this is a problem. So, this makes me so annoyed. I mean, this is why it's so annoying about them. I really am at the... I really wanted Christy to go home, and not because I don't like her, and not because I don't respect mm-hmm. her as a game player, because it's really, I've never disliked her, and I actually think she's playing a magnificent game. But I think from my perspective, being a viewer, obviously I'm not in the house, mm-hmm. but I view her as such a huge threat, and yeah. I just don't see how they're not seeing it. And I realized also something too, and maybe David you can speak to this, but basically, you know, like, you obviously are coming out of this season as being one of America's like favorite, which there, you know, sadly to say, are not very many of you right. on this season. But like, it's, you shouldn't, if you're playing this game right, you shouldn't be America's favorite. I think I've just decided that. Like, just because you know, I mean, Nicole, I think, is playing a good game. Like, not to say that you aren't, but Christy's playing, like, a masterful game.
Right.
And you mentioned the dance funeral. Like, I just read this long, enormous article.
Yeah.
By Dalton Ross on EW, and it is incredible, and everyone who's a Big Brother fan should go and read it. But like, it's just, it's amazing. And Dan was awful. I mean, mm-hmm. just not to say he was a terrible person in the house. And you know, Christy, we know all of the reasons why she could be annoying or whatever, but she's playing a masterful game.
So wait, yeah. So this article though, are you saying that it compared her?
No, it didn't at all. Oh, okay. I was just saying, you said you were like, it sounded, yeah. it felt like this seemed,
no.
like the funeral.
Well, no, I said it's not.
No,
yeah,
of course.
It's not,
yeah,
Dan's,
yeah.
funeral,
it's,
but it was like an attempt.
Yes.
It was like,
yeah. It was like Funeral Junior.
Yeah, and that's why,
know?
It's coming. Yeah. It's come even on my Big Brother News Daily show. I talked about Dan's funeral and
yeah.
went back
mm-hmm.
and kind of went over the points of it because it was such an epic moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Christy just being so masterful. But I also think, and I want your perspective on this too, David, I also think, like you mentioned, but Nick is sort of seeing it now, but it's Tommy. Like, Tommy,
yeah.
I feel like people are not seeing him, even though Nick said in his interview with Julie mm-hmm. That, you know, he's seeing some cracks, and he's like, he mentioned to Julie tonight, he says, Tommy's not loyal. Do you think that he's right? Do you think Tommy's not loyal?
I think Tommy is going with the house on votes. He is trying to play to the individuals in the house. It might hurt him if he's a final two, ultimately, if everybody finds out, like, he's voting all of his friends, buddies, alliances, six shooters, Grateful Eight. He's always voting them out. But I think Nick also made a good point when he said, you know, I played an honest game. I'm trying to be the good guy. And you can't maintain that throughout the entire season. I try to be a good guy, but I knew there's going to be moments where I was going to have to use my fake tears, be manipulative, use some of my background in sales to manipulate and play the game and to win when it got to this point. Obviously, I was out before that stuff even happened, but I knew at some point, hey, you might have some enemies in America if you play this game the right way to win.
Just, I just found inevitable. Out who won HOH.
Oh, no.
Don't say it on air, though, David. If you find out, don't say it on air because we don't want to.
I don't want to react.
Most of our viewers haven't even watched tonight's episode.
I know.
So,
I'm just so on.
So we just want to make sure.
Don't go on Twitter.
Yeah, don't go on Twitter if you don't want to know. I think that it's interesting that, like, with Tommy at least, I kind of, what do you guys think? Because I feel like Tommy and Christy should go. I mean, if I'm Tommy, I want to take Christy to the end because there's no way he's going to lose. He's going to lose against her.
No, you mean take Christy to the end?
Tommy should take Christy.
I think definitely. Christy could win.
Do you? No, really? none of them like her. And I feel like she's doing such a poor management of the jury right now.
True, but we've seen her be able to talk her way out of being on the block
twice.
That's
a good point.
So she probably could talk herself a real good, pretty nice little package at the end. So I'm just saying, and a lot of people on Twitter are saying that Tommy taking Christy in the end would be really dumb on his part.
So who would he win against?
He would win against,
like, I guess, Nicole?
Jessica, probably. Christy has talked about bringing Jess and Tommy.
Christy just said that tonight. She said, "I'd love to go with Jess. But she changes her mind every week.
I would want to go with Jessica too. I mean, Nicole and Cliff are so liked.
Yeah,
Cliff will win against anyone.
Oh, yes,
Cliff will win against anyone. Nicole, maybe. I don't know. But if we're seeing a lot of six shooters in the I don't know anymore.
I haven't thought about Cliff.
If Nicole was there, she would go. I mean, Nicole was, at least in my experience, she's one of the few, no matter where you stand and how you are in the house, she was always nice. If you're having a bad day, if you're not doing well, she was just always steady.
Yeah, she's such a nice person.
Rarely in drama. It seems like to me that would be the way to go, but, you know.
It depends on how they pitch it to me. I don't care how you were in the house. Pitch to me why you should win Big Brother. And then I'll figure it out.
And that's you.
But, yeah.
But there's so many. I don't see this jury house being as bitter as previous season, especially last season. I don't see it like, oh, well, they did this to me. They just seem kind of joyful. This is a more happy, pleasant season, in my opinion, this is the best I've ever seen everybody.
Once they got Jack out, it was like everybody was like, kumbaya, you know. Everybody was like great and getting along better. Sometimes in the house, you know, when you have one person that's kind of like, you know, very dominant or the, you know, spreading
they
bad
want to
energy.
Speak the loudest at the dinner table every time and have the kumbaya moment every time.
He's the worst.
Just messes up the energy of the house. And it seemed like the energy of the house got a lot better once he left.
Yeah, he's a lot.
He is. I mean, I just, you know, but I think you're right. I think that we have seen the tide sort of turn in this house. I feel like they are. But I don't know that they're not going to be bitter. What do you think, David? Because I truly believe that it's going to be, I don't know, if Christy gets in that jury house, I feel like she's just going to be upset and like, I don't know.
She might be bitter for sure.
I think we're going to see a lot more bitterness.
I think, you know, there's some positivity right now just because, you know, Jack is out, like you did mention. But when it comes down to people talking in the jury house and as people join the jury, conversations start to happen. You start figuring out who said what to who was aligned with who and who voted on for you to get evicted. Then, you know, the bitterness is going to start to come out.
Right.
My dream is for Mickey, the guy who banished me on the first few hours, as long as he doesn't win, as long as Jackson does not win Big Brother 21, I will be okay.
David, I hear you because that's how I felt about Angela. I was sitting at home and I was like, no, don't let her win. Don't let her win.
Please.
Come on. And you guys weren't even in the jury and look how bitter you two are.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No, honey, I'm still, I'm still bitter.
It's like that one person, because I feel like Annalise is like, no for Holly. She just has something after that girl. She was like, no for Holly. And I think,
is it Annalise or Annalise?
I don't know.
It's sis.
Sis.
And then
wait, ask Kate, David. Catherine. David, what's her name?
Right? What's her real name?
Who?
Annalise.
Is it Annalise or Annalise?
It's sis.
Right, exactly. It's like tomato, tomato, however it comes out. And then Catherine.
Nick Carter, Annalise, people, I don't know. We all, I don't know.
I love how you call her Catherine, by the way.
What's that, Caitlin?
God, I just need you to call
her
Catherine.
Oh, that's her whole name. Yeah. I'm so formal.
You
Catherine.
Always say Catherine. It's hysterical.
I think that she's like, no for Mickey. She, of course, had something like against him like the whole season, but then even now he couldn't even vote to like give her. Yeah, that sucks. He's.
Well, speaking of Kat, David, were you surprised at watching how Kat was so emotional when you left? Like, none of us were like, were they even close?
Yeah, we had no idea. I was like...
I was so skeptical of Kat. I feel like we were both enjoying each other's company. Big Brother House, you are just... You're stuck there. And... she felt like I can be a strong competitor coming back in. I think she was aligning herself with a potentially strong competitor, which was smart on her side. I needed information, and she had information because she was still in the game. There was an attraction. Yep, I think that's genuine. Mm. But I was surprised that she was emotionally upset at my departure. I was surprised. So I don't know.
So you agree? You think she's really pretty?
Yeah, Kat's
attractive, yeah. So you had a crush on Kat?
Kat's cool. I feel like we're gonna have a great friendship outside of the house. I found out my neighbor's a super fan. Come to find out, I should have talked to him before I came on the show. Like the biggest super fan ever. He could have gave me all the information ever. And he like knows somebody who knows Kat that's really good friends. So she has Atlanta connection, so I'm sure I'll see her here at some point.
I have a crush on Kat, so
interesting. She's hilarious. I mean she's quite entertaining.
She's funny.
She's funny.
Like, I would love to go party with Kat. Like, it would be a great.
But what did y'all think about that little weird moment that happened in the house with Kat and Jack, where she was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna put my legs on you because Annalise would get jealous." He was like, "She wouldn't see." I was like, "Oh,
when they went, when they had that jury,
I missed that comment tonight.
And I remember I was like, "What was that?"
Yeah. He said, "Well, she wouldn't see because clearly there's no cameras there." And I was like, "Ooh,
I was like, that's such a jerk."
You guys, wasn't that a thing on the live feeds that people were like. Or like Christy mentioned, I remember reading something about Christy being like, "Oh, sis doesn't want Kat to go to the jury house," or like, "I'll go to the jury house so I can keep Jack and Kat away from each other."
She didn't want Christy to go. She don't want anybody to go in the jury house because.
No, but, that's what Christy said. Sorry, Christy said, "I'll go. It's fine." She told Annalise, "She's like, it's fine. I'll go to the jury house and keep Jack and Kat away from each other."
Well, like Nick has proven, it doesn't really matter who you are or what gender you are. You're basically, you can be attracted to anybody if you're locked in seclusion for that long. Yeah. I mean, I definitely felt it when I was in the house. I was like, dang, that tree's looking pretty good right now.
What do you call it? Big Brother... Big Brother eyes, goggle eyes, something.
The Big Brother goggles.
You guys, the mermaids thing where the fishermen used to think that. Never mind.
And then the bay and the fish, and then
which I think. Yeah. I thought it was the seals.
It was the seals.
the lions.
They thought the sea lions were women, mermaids.
Yeah, they had sex with them.
Yeah. That was great.
But when Annalise walked into the house, I was like, "Ooh, this is you know if something did."
Oh yeah,
I was like, "Not anymore."
Yeah,
I was here for it. I had my popcorn out. I was like, "Drama, let's go."
I'm like, well, David, body language.
David, I know you were close with, I mean, you were moderately close with the quote unquote bottom feeders, as they call themselves, like Cliff and Jessica and Nicole. Like, what are the odds do you think that they can make it to, that at least one of them can make it to the end?
That would be so awesome.
But you think it's possible?
So awesome. Okay, so I went in the house thinking I'm going to be a strong competitor. I'm going to be in a level 6 type alliance. And I got banished, came back in. Mm-hmm. I became a bottom feeder. So my appreciation and love for people who, you know, within the house just weren't in the top position. So I'm just like, hey, you guys banded together, attack them, take them out, right? That was my whole spiel to Cliff, Jess, Nicole. And if the three that I told that to are still in the game, like, that is crazy. I just hope, like, one of them can, like, make it to the end and win. Like, I don't know. That would be the best thing ever. As long as Jackson doesn't win and one of them, I'm good.
Who has the best shot, do you think?
Oh, he said, "Load a question."
You know, when Cliff made that deal that the week he won HOH, and you know, Jack and Mickey ended up being safe. I hated that deal going down, I was like, man, I wish I should have got in, and I wouldn't have did that, but it's paying off.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Yep. Dividends.
He is playing this game so strategically well, and historically, he's not supposed to get this far. He's not supposed to get, you know, final seven at his age and what's typically happened. So I just hope the odds, you know, the odds of the past don't happen this season, that if he can make it, that would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
And just throwing in a question from our chat, shout out to Nita Kins. She was finally able to watch her live today, so welcome. Woo! And she wanted to know for you, David, she was like, I'm so curious to know, is this the last time we'll be seeing David on reality TV, or will we see him on other shows? They want to see more of you, David.
I want to see more of me, too. Listen, I'm low-key campaigning. You know, I was recruited, and I know people, that's like a stigma to that. I try to prepare as much as I could for the fans. I was on Reddit. I was everywhere just trying to prep for it. And I would love to do something like this again, preferably Big Brother, because I just feel like I didn't play. Yeah. I feel like I was on reality TV. It's always 5 minutes, but I feel like I was on it for 5 seconds. So definitely, again.
Well, if there's a redemption season, I think me and you should definitely be on it, and then we can align together. How about that, David?
The crazy moves. Well, seriously, I mean, would you? So you would obviously go back if they asked you. I mean, we've seen people go back in the past, like in future seasons.
Yeah, this is the best player that didn't play. This is right here. It was this close to legendary status in terms of the biggest comeback in Big Brother history. Cliff stopped it. He stopped it from happening. But I am game to come back on. I would love another chance.
That would be cool as like America's Vote, like put all the past people from so many seasons and say who.
Or like the first. You know, like
well, I've always seen that like before the people that get evicted first. I do.
Nobody would know their
game. But that would be kind of.
Sorry.
I just really want to redeem.
A lame, the first person.
Maybe.
Always on all the season, unless they're good. Like David's like a player that some other people were not players.
I think it needs to be a redemption season. 100%. Even if I wasn't somebody who got screwed over majorly, I would say that it needs to be people that got like screwed over, blindsided, or evicted on the first night. I think that would be really cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the only reason why the first people like David or like Cameron or there's other people.
Jody.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that, because you wouldn't necessarily, like, you wouldn't know your game. That's a deep cut, Rachel. But they wouldn't necessarily know the game. They wouldn't know the game.
Right.
They wouldn't know, like, I wouldn't necessarily know your strategy, David, because, you know, like, I mean, wasn't really, you
true,
didn't have the chance
true.
To do that, whereas other people who come in, like you,
you
would have
loyal
a strategy.
And really cool, like, and funny. People,
yeah, like, amazing, like, just
talented, gorgeous.
Extremely, extremely good at competitions.
Yeah,
and, we know you're all those things, Rachel. All right, David. Well, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you coming on. Come on anytime. Have a blast on finale night.
Yes.
I will.
Hit me up.
I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, are you? I'll be there too.
All right. I'll see you there.
See you there.
All right.
Thanks.
It was awesome. Campaign. Camp Comeback. Season 22. David's making a comeback.
Let's
all right.
Do it. Come on, let's do it.
All right.
Let's bring it. Let's do it. We'll start it right here. Yeah. You heard it here first. Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Bye. See you later.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. You guys, I mean... Now, I mean, all I can think about is who won HOH. You're not going to, don't say anything.
I know,
I'm sorry.
Don't read the chat. Well, I think someone ruined it in chat, so y'all don't
know.
You guys, in chat. Y'all have no spoilers.
Come on, we got to say no spoilers. So before, I really wanted to ask you guys, like, if you had, Jess, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what you thought about what happened last week and how Christy got herself out of this. I can't remember, are you a Christy fan or not?
So, from at the beginning I was, like the first week when we were giving our predictions, I was like, oh yeah, I love, you know, her. She's smart. She's intuitive, right? She notices things. But then when she started to be so flaky and like just all over the place, almost comparing her to Vanessa, it was like, nah. So no, I have not been a fan for a while. Like I have wanted her to be out every time. Like I was like, I flipped and started to like almost team up. I was about to say partner, like I'm in the game, but with like Mickey and Holly and them, just to get her out. Like I loved everything about it. I was like, I was
shook
floored.
It?
I was floored that they did not get her out, that she managed to save herself. And I was disappointed because I felt like Nick actually would ride with them more. He's so aggressive. Yes. He just needs to latch on to someone. But he latches on and he's secure. He had Christy's back. Christy just flipped on him for her strategy. But I was shooketh. Yeah. Yes.
Rachel, what do you think? I mean, we really didn't get to talk about what David answered the question. But like, was this the right move to target? Should they have gotten Christy out?
They should have 100% got Christy out.
Over Nick.
Yes. I mean, when it comes down to it, what do I look at? I look at a Tommy and I look at Christy, who know each other outside of this game. And I know they don't know that, but we did see Nicole was like hinting to that she knew something. Yes. I mean, they should know something since there was a freaking bullhorn outside.
Yeah.
Telling them that they know each other.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened a couple weeks, like 2 weeks ago, that Cliff and Jackson heard.
Oh.
Yes, and it should have been something that should have been a spark that, you know, but no, this was not the right move because, again, you know, I've heard some talk or read some things on Twitter, you know, for Jackson, that Nick was a strong male in front of him, which was good. Mm-hmm. Christy, the connection with Christy and Tommy, and they proved to it by saying that they're going to target them.
Yeah.
Nick, I feel like Nick would not have targeted them.
No, not at all.
Yeah. 100%.
I completely agree with you. And Christy goes back on her word. I mean, she's just doing, she's just masterful.
I know.
She's masterful at this game.
Yeah.
She is
her
so
words.
Good.
She's so emotional, which is a mess. And I love how even her closest friend, Tommy, about Zingbok was like, why didn't you talk about the crying?
And then
the crying.
And
then
the crying.
We're going to get to the Zings in a second.
Wait, but this is interesting what you said about the blowhorn, because it reminds me, do you remember back seasons ago, like in the first, maybe one of the first five seasons, how someone had like not threw a letter, but they like somehow attached that note that fell at the house read, like be, and it wasn't like specific, but it was like, watch out for this person, and it like tanked their game.
Yes,
that was. I don't remember season nor the person.
When I was working at Big Brother, I think it was season. It had to be season 16. Uh-huh. Someone like rented a biplane that had a message on the back of it. That was something. Mm-hmm. It was something to do with. I think it had to do with Frankie Grande. And it was like, so Frankie and Zach are working together. Or it was
I know there have been stuff in the past.
It was insane. So, yes. They're like, they had to like throw everyone in the house. It was like, this is crazy. Like, people spend thousands of dollars doing this.
Yeah.
It's so, and like,
their fans are psycho.
Well, you know firsthand how crazy these people can be. These fans can be. Because
they can. They can be, a lot of them can be super wonderful, but some of them can be quite awkward.
Yeah. Gosh. All right, so before we go, I want to get to, we have a special segment called Manifest Zing. God,
manifesting,
Wow, no laughs. Crickets. Maybe
Wait,
Ryan,
now
Ryan,
I got it. Right, manifest.
It took me a moment when Zingbok
said
it,
got it. Sorry, my brain.
I had to delay when Zingbok.
I just got it. That's really funny.
His delivery this time was like slow motion. I'm like, if you don't cross over that punchline.
Yeah, I know. It was really slow.
I was like, let's go.
But as you guys know, we saw Zingbot has returned last night. If you haven't been following, this is a weird, like, this is like a weird thing that Big Brother does that is very like almost like, if you guys watch the show American Dad, the cartoon, it's like, this is what they would do. They put in things that like don't make any sense, like the fact that they made Zingbot the president.
They're parroting our president.
Exactly.
It's like dig.
But
dig,
I didn't
dig.
Realize that it's been going. I mean, I kind of forgot that it's been going on
so
for like three seasons.
Yeah,
Zingbot's so shady.
And it's like, hello. I mean, like they are kind of alienating. The Big Brother is kind of alienating their audience. Half the people that watch the show are MAGA people. You know,
are
it's
they?
Like, yeah. Oh yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like middle America.
Very true.
It's like middle America, but anyway, I digress. It's just very funny.
Maybe it's like brainwash.
So here's the game. I'm going to read all of the zings, and you guys are going to have to say, do thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Like if you thought they were good or what they could have done better, we kind of already touched on one. Okay. All right. Tommy. No, I'm not going to do that every time. Okay, so Tommy's was, with all your constant singing and dancing this summer, you remind me of my favorite musical, Little Shop of Attention Whores.
Yes.
I'm going to do this. It was good.
You can do this, too,
okay, the delivery just took a while, because you'd think Little Shop's a whore, and then it took so long, but it was good. His reaction was good, and what was even better was Holly's reaction in the DM. So
that was great.
That one I said on Twitter, I said, that would have been mine if I had stayed in the house. That would have 100% been my zing, and I was...
you would have done what Holly did. What does that mean? No.
So I absolutely loved that zing. Right when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, that would have been mine.
OK,
Okay, so Holly's next, which was kind of a threw you off. Yeah. It said, Nicole, you say you're afraid of birds, but you've been living with an old buzzard all season named Holly.
I felt really bad.
You can do this one.
I felt bad for Holly.
It was a good zing, but it was like deep, like zing.
Was,
like,
he, was he just
people.
Calling her old?
Yes. I guess saying that she looks old.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything.
They always go. I mean, clearly they
save yourself.
Yeah. Clearly they always go off of like Twitter. You know that whoever's doing this in Big Brother, like they're going off of Twitter, and Twitter has been very rampant.
Oh. Twitter, that was a Twitter
button. Twitter has been very rampant with like pictures of Holly and like
being old, cougar,
like
that kind of thing.
Cougar and stuff
all
like
right.
that.
Okay, so Nicole, it must be tough for you in the Big Brother house with no
How
friends.
How old is she, by the way? I'm sorry.
Like 29.
No, she's like 30.
No, she's like 20.
Oh, okay,
she's
I don't know.
She's 29.
There's no way.
I thought she was like 34.
No, you guys, she's 29.
Poor girl, I think,
listen, she's a beautiful girl. I like her gameplay. I just think that, I think if she's had work done, it just isn't settling all that well. Okay.
Okay, Nicole, it must be tough for you in the Big Brother house with no friends, no boyfriend, and no contact with the outside world. Actually, you must feel right at home.
It was a good zing. It was so sad. We're talking about how good the zing is, right? Not a personal connection to it. Okay, it was a good zing.
Rachel?
Like by not having anybody? I'm sorry. I mean, it was okay.
Okay, great. Cliff, this was also a switcheroo. There's one house guest this summer who's very voluptuous and, if you don't mind me saying, quite busty. Pleased to finally meet you, Cliff.
I'm going to say this because I saw it coming. Like, clearly it was a throw off. Like,
yeah. I'm hearing these. Okay.
Why are you, like, so giddy about it? God, it's like the most funniest thing you've ever heard in your life.
I don't know. And this is the first time I'm hearing these because I just. So.
You fast forwarded through them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm for getting God's my. These are, you're getting initial reactions.
You gotta
so
that's
why. Okay,
so,
okay, I gotta really, okay, yeah, I gotta really deliver it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Jessica. Not this Jessica.
Everyone says she's 31, by the way.
Oh, what? Okay.
That's crazy.
No, I don't think that's
she
wrong.
She is. 31.
All right, Jessica, with the game you're playing this summer, fans are already planning a convention in your honor. They're calling it Snooze Fest.
That was funny to me. It was. I'm going to do like in between. It was like funny in between because I would... And not even Snooze Fest. I would have rather something that's just like something so ambiguous. Like, I just don't know where she's at ever. I can never tell you who she's with, never tell you what she's going to do. She picks people against her for veto. Like, it's crazy.
I just kept thinking of her face during Taco Tuesday going. Like, not knowing what's going on and going. Anyways. Yeah.
Okay, so for Nick, Zingbot gave him a present and it was a bowl. And he said, time for a new haircut. No?
I didn't get the bowl reference.
Because he looked like he just like
cut
his hair with a bowl.
Oh, thank you.
Zing. Okay. I thought that he was like cover.
He was like, your hairstyle is so dreadful. Please cover it with a bowl. A bowl is better than your real hair. That's what I thought.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's not that hard to believe. Okay, here's one. All right, so Christy, wow, you sure got loud on Taco Tuesday, even though that's not true. I don't mean you're fighting. I mean you're chewing. And then he added, manifest zing.
Yeah, that attitude, I thought that was good.
Oh, you guys both said
especially after the montage.
Yes. But also the crying. Why they didn't?
Yeah.
It's too. That's low hanging fruit, I guess.
And there's just so many things they could have said. So many.
Yeah, truly.
What to choose? What to choose?
Okay, so Jackson. Zingbot goes up to Jackson and says, "Hello, we haven't met yet." Zingbot said, "What should I call you, Jackson, Mickey, or Pompous Douchebag?"
Well, here's the thing. His edit has been a lot better, so therefore, and like on following the live feeds and stuff, he hasn't been as pompous and douchebaggy-ish. So therefore, it didn't land with me because we've seen a different side of him in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I agree
and
with that
had it been earlier, it would have been funny.
Absolutely.
Seriously,
or if it was Jack.
Well, yes.
Yeah, the that game, one should have like, been Jack's
after
name.
Jack. I mean, really, like, after Mickey got away from Jack, he was became a lot more
exactly what I said. Once Jack left, everybody became more likable after Jack left.
That's true.
Unfortunately for him.
That's nuts. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I totally agree with what you're saying. Mickey has grown on me. Like, there's a level of compassion that he has, and at first I thought it was gameplay, but I do think it's genuine.
Yeah, he does.
And this is the most like I love you house I've ever seen ever. Like bros leaving the room, love you, bro, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And I'm an I love you. Like I love yous. It's sweet to see, but I was like, wow, like you've just never seen it. Everyone's just loving everyone. Was it like that in your house?
Yeah, everyone was very loving.
But did they say it every time you left a room? Were you like,
no,
I love you?
I don't
you
think
just put
so.
Me up on the block. Be like, it's cool, bro. I love you. I love
I
you
don't
too.
Remember.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get some salad. Love you.
Point because even like Nick and Christy, when they after they blew up at each other, they were like in bed together. They're like, oh my god, we were just like yelling at each other an hour ago. Like, who cares?
And Mickey's telling everyone, love you, Nicole, love you.
Yeah.
Which, bizarre. By the way, the Nicole and Mickey like pie fight.
Oh, that was hysterical.
This pie fight gave me so much life. Like, it just made me whatever I was feeling today. It just made me happy. I just want to say that. I want more of that.
Who had the best zing then?
Cliff or Tommy. Or Christy.
That's a hard one.
I go with Cliff because my initial reaction to Cliff's was funny. Because I'm just picturing Cliff being a busty woman.
I don't know who had the best. I don't know.
I think Tommy had a really good one. I think Tommy was really good.
Tommy's was good because it was like, not insulting. I mean, it was insulting, but it was also like fun.
Yeah.
Some were low.
Yeah.
The darkest ones were Nicole,
Buzzard,
Mickey, and
Holly. And the damn Buzzard.
Those are like, like we have to gasp and then like look away. Yeah.
Guys in the chat, tell us whose favorite, whose zing was your favorite.
Well, we already have this here.
Oh,
Joseph Bozo. Hey, our loyal friend. He said that Tommy's zing was the best.
Nice.
Nita agrees that Jack was so toxic.
Oh, that's good.
And everyone was talking about how Holly's 31.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us in the chat. That's it for us this week. Tune in next Thursday for another show following the live eviction, and it's double eviction night. So we are going to have a lot to say. It's 1 week of Big Brother in 1 hour. And if you want even more Big Brother 21 coverage, please check out Big Brother Daily with our very own Rachel Swindler every Monday through Thursday right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
And if you want even more, you can check out Big Brother Small World with JC also here on AfterBuzz TV. So it's time to say our goodbyes. Jessica, take it away.
Time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye.
Yeah, and if you guys want to chit-chat, always hit us up on our social media. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Yeah.
And I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, good night.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.